In the studio, I've got Peggy Oakey. Morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Aaron.
So you wanted to come in and talk about the live animal export ban, which is under threat at the moment. I was just looking at the website. I didn't realise that was only put into legislation last year.
Yeah.
Because I thought they stopped it a few years ago. They stopped doing it, but I guess it wasn't a law.
Yeah, so it officially became a law last year.
Yeah.
And I'm not 100% sure because there's been different dates that I've seen, but April last year, I believe, it was passed as a law and then fully implemented as of September of 2023.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's in danger. So, and that, I guess the new government is saying that. What's their proposal?
So I've been reading this thing basically of what they call, the New Zealand government is now calling gold standard transport.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that similar to first class for human beings?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's...
Put your legs up, have the finest cuisine, including hors d'oeuvres and wine.
Yeah.
That will all be served for these animals on these ships.
Is anyone believing this gold standard stuff?
No. And I'll talk about that further today.
I couldn't help laughing about that. The actual situation's unfortunate, but for them to try that on, that is a bit laughable.
It is. It's called, you know, there's that newer word, greenwashing, that gets used to describe companies and governments trying to say that they're doing something that's mindful and environmentally conscious and compassionate, all that stuff, that it's not.
No, from what I remember a few years ago when this was in the media at that time, it was a pretty horrific conditions for the animals. Animals were not making the trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So about, bless you, about, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, I went into Australia on a rock climbing trip and stopped at a health food store to pick up a few things. And outside there was a little table with a petition saying, sign this petition to ban live export. This was in Australia. I signed it. I pretty much reckoned it was a bad thing, this live export. Mm. I didn't know much about it, but I've learned a lot more since, especially in the last, 5 days.
Can I just ask if Australia did ban it or not?
It's still going on.
They did not. Okay, all right. So back to what you were going to say.
New Zealand could actually lead the way by keeping this ban active. It was put in place for good reason. And I'd like to ask all the listeners today to keep a few things in mind as I'm sharing what information I've been gathering. I'm wondering, how many people here get motion sickness, whether it's in a car or in a boat, or I actually get a little bit sometimes if I try reading when I'm a passenger in a car.
Oh yeah, that'll do it to you really quick.
Yeah, or sometimes on a boat, depending on the type of boat and the conditions in the sea.
Yeah.
So I think there's a fair amount of people that get motion sickness, and then the other question is. The other thing to keep in mind is when we get rain like this or cold weather, we can put on jumpers and raincoats and gumboots and keep ourselves warm and dry. We can go into our home with a heater on, and if it's hot, if it's blazing hot, like 30 centigrade or something, we can put on our light clothes or go for a jump in the ocean, have a cool beverage.
They're exposed to the elements.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, yes. So the other thing that I'm asking everyone to envision is what we see around the roads, which is, I think, fairly common in New Zealand, is seeing livestock transport trucks.
Yes.
When we see those trucks, do we see something like gold standard comfort for these animals? No, they're tightly packed. And they are not given any food or water. Their excrement is not managed. And, of course, in New Zealand, it would be a shorter trip of, a day or half a day or something to get from a farm to the slaughterhouse?
Yeah. I mean, they're not,
it's not very long.
No, it's not economical to have a long trip. So they will have them reasonably close. Yeah.
So I'm just asking everyone to envision some of these things of the comfort and the discomfort.
So how long is the trip?
There are varying lengths of these travels on these livestock export trips.
Yeah.
There's one that I will mention a little bit later that went from Brazil to stopped in the Middle East, wound up in Fremantle.
Australia, Perth.
Yeah. And there's another one. Oh, my gosh. It's been like this. Oh, I'll share about that a bit more. So, again, the worst possible conditions for getting around.
Yeah.
Definitely far from even economy class on a flight. And some people don't even like to fly on airplanes.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
So it's not that, the whole use of the gold standard is just pretty tense. They probably did something to tweak it a little bit better.
Yeah. So between 2020 and 2023, there have been 30 voyages from New Zealand under the gold standard, these purpose-built ships.
Oh, so what's going on the whole... COVID, those last 3 years.
I guess they were developing this gold standard, but even still, it said on these voyages, there were 262 deaths. And there were also 1,000 cases of respiratory issues, over 400 cases of lameness, over 1,800 ringworm infections, and over 900 conjunctivitis infections and cases of septic arthritis, premature birth, lacerations, abscesses, diarrhea, mastitis, and hip injury. So mastitis is when the breasts of cows get extremely swollen. And
I have to be honest, as someone who does eat meat, I'm not sure I'd want to eat the meat of an animal that's been through that. That doesn't sound particularly like... what you want to be doing anyway, regardless of the treatment of the animal itself, which is clearly appalling. I mean, if they've got that many dying, you've got to question whether it's even worth it. How many animals are on each shipment, do we know?
Thousands.
Over 200 diets, it's a small...
That's a small percentage,
but still a lot.
Yeah, and that's just in a three-year period. I have other numbers to share that'll just be
you can't call it...
So stay on this...
You can't call it gold standard if they're dying. If even one dies, that's no standard. Well, I guess there is a standard. They could all die.
Oh, but I was a cow. This is up in cow heaven. I was a cow that traveled on an export ship by gold standard, but I didn't make it.
Yeah.
So the other thing is that in these destination countries where these animals, cows and sheep, I guess primarily, are being shipped for thousands of miles from New Zealand to the Middle East to China. Imagine the conditions. I've already been talking about how cold or hot, high humidity. There's really very little animal welfare standards in those countries for humane slaughter. So while there are some standards here, though I don't think anybody wants to die, another thing that we can all envision... They're going to places where they're even more poorly treated.
Yep. Did you say to me the other day that it's basically worse conditions than the factory farms, which we've seen footage of in the US? They look like the aerial shots look like they're from World War I. There's no grass around.
Mm-hmm.
Goats also, Craig says. Goats also been exported.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the goats. Yeah, I've been reading more of sheep and cattle, but yep, no surprise.
No.
Yeah, there was a report here of a ship that's just like on this never-ending journey, and I'm quoting a former live export veterinarian, Dr. Lynn Simpson, and she said, "This approach is more rapid and acclimatization is difficult to achieve, and respiratory illnesses spike, and so do deaths."
Yeah, of course.
So that's not necessarily on a gold standard ship, but I'm going to talk about this one that's still out there, and Animals Australia has been tracking this ship, and it's called the Bahija. And the report shows that after 6 weeks, and this is from earlier this, like in February this year, after 6 weeks and 81 animal deaths, 16,000 sheep and cattle were ordered back from the Red Sea with possibility of Houthi attacks. So I guess there was some kind of possible war going on.
Yeah, something like that.
And they were unloaded in Fremantle. However, since then, it says here that from Animals Australia, this report was 5 days ago, which means that these animals, 16,000 sheep and cattle, have been on this ship for 82 days.
Have they taken them off the ship, though?
Days.
Did you say they're unloaded?
Or almost 3 months.
So they're just sitting at the wharf in the ship?
No, they're going around. They're calling it an experimental journey.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. It sounds like it wasn't what the... So this is the one that came from Brazil?
I believe the Bahia... Let me just double check on that one.
But basically this is a worst case scenario where they couldn't come into port because the part of the world they're sending it to is there's a lot of unrest
in the seas. Yes.
Yeah, and so then they've been so they're still trying to get there, no doubt, because that's the only way they're going to get paid.
Yeah.
But they must be losing money hand over fist at the moment.
Yeah, and losing a lot of animals. I mean, imagine.
I mean, it's a disaster all round for everyone concerned.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's seen to be profitable. Why do they want why do they want live animals? What's wrong with frozen?
I guess I have no idea.
Some cultural religious reason, or I'm guessing, totally guessing. Okay.
I guess they just want to say it's fresh and there's more.
I think if the customers knew the conditions they'd arrived in, they wouldn't feel that fresh was quite the right word.
Yeah.
Breeding. For breeding, says, thank you, Craig.
For breeding?
Yes. Craig's our farming guy.
Oh, right on. Thank you, Craig.
Yep. So we've just got 5 minutes. Do we want to talk about what's happening in this country to try and...
Yeah.
Well, it's all about what's happening in this country, but what's happening to try and do something about
this?
And
real quickly, one thing. The Gulf Livestock One, a couple years ago, famous sinking of the ship where thousands, I can't find the numbers, disappeared. Thousands of cattle... Like, I think it was like 16,000 or something, or 8,000. It was a lot. Well, they died when this ship sank.
A whole ship's worth
After going through the Philippine Sea in a typhoon with 175-kilometer-hour winds. Imagine the terror
animals. We can imagine. I'm sure the people were also terrified.
Okay.
So what's happening about this?
Okay, so this last Saturday I was at a rally in Hamilton, put on by a Waikato Animal Save, and there will be a one up in Auckland this Saturday, and I have this information here. Auckland Save the Date, rally to protect the ban on live animal export by sea. Saturday, the 30th of March, meet at 11:30 a.m. outside the Vegan Shop, 18 Maidstone Street, Grey Lynn, Auckland, 1021.
Okay. That's middle of Auckland.
Yep. And then at 12 p.m. there will be a peaceful march of Ponsonby, Kay Road, and Queen Street.
Okay.
There's a Facebook event page for that also.
Okay. So that's a rally.
Yep.
And march.
So
yep.
If somebody looked up Auckland Animal Save, they would be able to find the Facebook link for that.
We've also got a survey that you wanted to talk about.
Yes, there was a recent survey of public opinion on livestock export by sea. What do New Zealanders think about bringing back livestock export by sea? 96% agree that animal welfare is important. 83% think that we cannot guarantee how animals are treated at their destination, which we've already covered. Only 12% trust the live export industry.
That's pretty low.
Oh.
That's pretty low. Oh, I shouldn't laugh.
Only 19% of the population that was polled by the SPCA, only 19% think the ban should be overturned. 61% agree that overturning the ban is the wrong thing to do. 56% of farmers... Of those involved in the farming industry, or those involved in the farming industry, think livestock export by sea should be banned.
Even the people profiting from it don't like it.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
And 60% say overturning the ban would damage New Zealand's reputation for animal welfare.
Yeah. Okay. So that's
the numbers. There's a petition that people can sign, And it's the numbers have grown. Last week it was at 20,000. Now it's at 26,000, and they're asking for more. We need to really keep the pressure up.
So where do we go to sign the petition?
I would say look up end livestock export. What's the name? What's that site?
I've just put up on the computer here. Protect the ban. It's safe.org.nz.
Yep.
So Safe is an animal advocacy group, I guess we could say.
Yep.
And right at the top is a picture of a cow. Can't miss it, with blue sign the petition label. Also, you can donate to help out, and they've got some question Q&A thing there for you to go in.
Because the livestock export industry has raised $1 million to campaign to the New Zealand government to reverse the ban. So these animal welfare organizations have in New Zealand have united to stop this reversal.
Yeah, it's a bit silly that it's getting reversed. I mean, some people think it's a good idea, but it's
it was the fact that it's good reason.
Yeah, the fact that it's been reversed means it's a fairly tenuous. I mean, all the information you've presented points to just how worrying it is.
And the other thing that I didn't say is, again, if we imagine ourselves on something like this ship, rocking in a boat. Cows are very much a land animal, and they're on these boats, and they have inadequate access to food, water, and they end up standing in their excrement. Imagine that one that's been out there for 82 days. 82 days of life like that. That's not living.
Yeah.
So can I make a couple quotes?
Okay, real quick.
Life is as dear to a mute creature as it is to man, and that's by the Dalai Lama. As long as man continues to be the ruthless destroyer of lower beings, he will never know health or peace. For as long as men massacre animals, they will kill each other. And that is a statement that is so applicable to what's happening the world. That was by Pythagoras.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That was unexpected.
Pretty smart person, huh?
Yeah, pretty smart. All right, Peggy, thank you for coming in. And just remind again, the rally is in Auckland, isn't it?
Yes, it's in Auckland. And I'll post it on my Facebook wall.
On Saturday, 11:30. Yeah. Look it up on Facebook. Auckland Rally Against Live Export,
I've been posting the petition also, but I'll do both in case anybody finds me, Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, O-K-I, on Facebook.